This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian authorities have accused Ukraine of yet another drone attack on Moscow and its surroundings Tuesday, hitting a tower for the second time in 3 days. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry said that it has shot down 2 Ukrainian drones outside Moscow and jammed another. The jammed drone crashed into a skyscraper in the Moscow City Business District, the same building that was damaged in a similar attack a few days earlier. Russian officials have claimed that the intensified attacks on the capital region reflect failures in Ukraine's counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over the weekend that the war is gradually coming back to Russian territory, but he stopped short of taking responsibility for the attacks. I'm Karen Shamas.
Myanmar's military-led government has reduced the prison sentences of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a clemency connected to a religious holiday in the Buddhist-majority country. Former President Win Myint also had his sentence reduced as part of the clemency granted to more than 7,000 prisoners. But the 78-year-old Suu Kyi must still serve a total of 27 years out of the 33 she was originally imprisoned for. State television said Tuesday the head of Myanmar's military council, General Min Aung Hlaing, granted the clemency order to reduce the sentences in 5 cases against Suu Kyi, in which she'd been convicted for violating coronavirus restrictions, illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies, and of sedition. Officials in Pakistan told VOA Tuesday the death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing at a political rally in the northwestern part of the country has risen to 56. The blast happened during a workers' convention in a religious political party of Jamiat Ulema Islam in the town of Khar in the tribal area of Bajar near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. Mourners began holding funerals Monday for the victims. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the attack in a message Monday. This is VOA News. Australian police Tuesday charged a former childcare worker with abusing 91 young girls in what officials are calling one of the worst such cases in recent history. The 45-year-old man faces life in prison. Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Justine Goff said the man was charged with 1,623 child abuse offenses that allegedly took place in Brisbane, Sydney, and overseas.
Some COVID patients have...
I apologize, that was the wrong piece. Goff said the suspect allegedly recorded his acts on his phone and cameras. She said police believe that all the Australian children involved have been identified and their parents have been informed of the investigation. Police monitored activity on the dark net and traced child abuse images being shared there. The man was first arrested last August. The U.S. National Institutes of Health is beginning several studies into possible treatments for long COVID, focusing on brain fog and other symptoms. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry.
Some COVID patients have struggled for months or even years with some of the 200 widely varying symptoms of long COVID. Scientists don't yet know what causes long COVID, and up to 30% of people infected with the coronavirus are estimated to have experienced the long-term health problems after recovering from the infection. The NIH's $1.15 billion Recover Project has so far tracked down 24,000 patients in observational studies to help define the most common and debilitating long COVID symptoms. The first two studies will look into whether taking Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid for up to 25 days could ease long COVID symptoms and possible treatments for brain fog and other cognitive problems. Donna Warder, Washington.
Police in North Carolina are looking for the driver of the SUV who intentionally struck 6 migrant workers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It happened in Lincolnton, North Carolina. The migrant workers had left an orchard in Lawndale where they work. They were gathered under trees for shade while waiting for buses Sunday. A black SUV rolled up. The driver suddenly accelerated, jumping the curb and striking 6 of the migrants and the trees, and then exiting the parking lot. Police are seeking clues to find the driver. The men struck escaped serious injury. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For these and other stories we're working on, go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.